This is Ian Newsome-Plessett in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after Guildford City lost 3-0 to Epsom Newell in the first league game of the season. That game really was a bit of a flattering one for 3-0, but that was 7 minutes where we just totally lost it. We had two clear-cut chances to go 1-0 up just right before that, but we've lost 3-0.
That's the story of football, unfortunately, Ian. If you don't take chances, you don't win games. If you don't score goals, you don't win games. I know it sounds very obvious, but that's the facts of football. To say it's flattering, I don't think so. I don't think any team in football can defend like that, be it 7 minutes, 70 minutes, 90 minutes, 120 minutes in any football game, and feel that they can come away with anything. Our boys know what they've done wrong. It's been made quite clear to a lot of them. We don't expect that to happen again, if I'm brutally honest. It's basics of football that we've got wrong tonight. And yeah, unfortunately, we've come out with nothing. And Epsom and Newell, rightfully, by the way, have got 3 points off the back of a bad defensive performance from us.
Do we know what went wrong? It kind of is a bit of a surprise, really, because pre-season has gone so well, and defensively I think we've been strong. Have we missed players today, or it's just we haven't been at the races today?
If I'm honest, I don't like making excuses, and I know Gaffer said the same thing, don't really want to make excuses for it, but we look quite tired. We've played a lot of games against opposition that are higher up and probably run ourselves into the ground in a couple of those games, but that's what I would say. If I'm honest, it's probably a culmination of tiredness, but at the same time we can't use that as an excuse all the time.
Another game tomorrow, it's a cup, it's a pre-season match, but it's against our local rivals of Godalming. It's a game that we can definitely bounce back, but also to show what we're about, really.
Yeah, we've bred a winning mentality through pre-season. I'd like to think that, you know, anyone that's sort of watched us or been around it, and I know last Friday was quite a few at the Kingstonian game as well, we're breeding quite a winning mentality amongst the boys, and that's why it hurts a little bit more than normal tonight, because we've been flying. But as you say, tomorrow Godalming, as much as people call it a pre-season friendly, we like to all call it in that change room, them boys are more than aware of the importance of winning tomorrow. It is the curtain raiser 9 times out of 10, and it's something that I know that the fans, the club, for both sets of fans on that, and both clubs take it with the respect and the importance that it deserves. So we'll bounce back hopefully tomorrow, and we're going there to win the cup again, and then turn our attentions to Monday's training, ready for the FA Cup next Saturday.
Thanks for your thoughts, Brian.
No worries, mate.
Thank you.